Oh, hello everybody, how the fuck are you? I am doing well, I am Jake, and this is the Trash Talk Podcast with Jake. Hello everybody, how are you today? I am Jake, and this is the Trash Talk Podcast with Jake. Welcome to this episode. This the last episode. No, it's not. It's in February already. What is the date? This is how uncaring I am about the world. I don't even fucking keep up with the day or the date. It's Monday the 4th of February today. It's not bad. We're getting along. We're chugging along. Driving up to Singleton as a per usual. So, you know, you'll have to put up with the noise in the background. But I gave it a 20-minute fucking gap at the start of the episode to do noise reduction on. So I think, you know, with 20 seconds... Did I say 20 minutes? 20 minutes is a long time. 20 seconds of, like, noise reduction, just silence at the start. I should be able to get rid of a lot of the ambient noise, like the wheel noise and the air conditioner, which I might turn down a bit, and the car noise and the fucking engine and all that bullshit. So hopefully, you know, this is going to improve. I think the microphone on this actual headset is pretty rough, but you know what happens. The Dark Lords are at work in this country, and you can't fucking hold a phone. So this is how it has to go, but hopefully one day I'll be able to get, like, a lavalier mic that works on your phone, and then, you know, maybe I'll have some decent fucking sound quality on this. Like, when I'm sitting in my room doing it, the phone doesn't go too bad. Like, the bass is not the best. I should really up the bass a bit, and it's a bit flat, but, like, the sound quality is not that bad. But the in the car, she's a little bit rough. She's a rough star. But, you know, each their own. Beggars can't be choosers, you know, all that fucking shit. So anyway, how was your week? You may have noticed that the podcast for Monday, which I said I recorded on Monday, didn't go up until fucking Sunday, which is, you know, a whole week. And you may say, Jake, why the fuck did that happen? I want to tell you now, listener, dear listeners, and I don't want you to get, like, depressed or feel neglected or any of this sort of shit, but forgot. Recorded it, fucking forgot to edit it and put it up. I got my hands up. I'm going to take the shots, take the bullets, write in and tell me what a cunt I am. That's fine. But, just completely forgot, eh? Got to Sunday. Fuck, still haven't uploaded the podcast. I'm going to record one in fucking 2 days. Well, actually today, this afternoon, now. So, yeah, I did it last night, which was, it takes me fuck all now. Like, you put it on the fucking Audacity, you do the noise reductions, you edit it all together, fucking upload it. And, like, with my phone, the upload speed's really good on my phone, so it doesn't take, it takes fuck all. Like, it's just pure laziness on my part. Just complete and utter fucking laziness. And, you know, like, I'm going to have to accept that. Like, there's not much I can do, you know what I mean? Like, I have to accept that I'm a lazy cunt. Which I'm trying not to be, but it's hard, you know? I'm always trying to get better, you know, improve productivity, all that sort of shit. I've been surfing a lot, which is good. Like, my surfing's improving out of sight. But I fucking broke me board. The little fucking bastard. It got a bit big. Not, like, big. It was, like, 2 foot. Maybe, you know, some of the bigger sets were getting close to 3 foot. So, you know, I was looking around and I still went down to Catho, which is Catherine Hill Bay. And Catho has these banks, these big, long, sharp banks. And, like, it was good. Like, I really liked the waves. The waves are hollow and heavy and quick. And you paddle on, you take off, you fucking straighten a barrel, you practice your late takeoffs. And it's fucking sick. They're really good waves for me to practice on at my skill level. But also, you know, you get fucking belted. So, like, you know, you pull into a barrel. If you don't make it out of the barrel, you're fucking in a whirlpool, hit the bottom because it's shallow as fuck. It's like up to your knees, basically, a 3 foot wave breaking into water up to your knees. I got fucking towed up. And then my board was struggling, like, as far as, like, structurally staying together. But it was still keeping it all together. So I did 2 days of that. I come out, I did a few punches out the back, and I thought, oh, this is not going too bad. And then this one, I come in, took off, got it nice, and I kind of slid down into it a little bit. So I kind of lost a bit of speed, because if you slide too much, you go in a weird angle and then you kind of bite and it kind of loses a bit of speed. But I wasn't too low, so I pumped up, came in, and I was in the fucking barrel, but it was so hollow I couldn't punch out the back. And I was like, fuck, what am I gonna do? Because you're just gonna get eaten, basically, you get swallowed. So I was like, oh fuck, I might punch out the top. Because, like, if you just let the wave ride up into you, it's gonna pull you straight up into the top, and then, you know, just punch out through the top. So I did that, I come straight up through, fucking went straight up the top, fine, I was on top of the wave, and then the whole fucking board just went, poof, straight down into the whitewash, and the thing flipped like a kickflip, basically, and just cut the fuck out of my leg with the fin. So that was dog shit, so I don't recommend doing that one. But yeah, I did 2 full days of it. I got a wave that I got a double barrel in, and I got a wave that I was head high in. Barrel, like the wave was, you know, like I was standing up straight and the barrel was fucking over my head. So I thought that was really good. Getting 2 barrels in one wave is fucking sick. And then getting a stand up barrel is fucking sick. So I'm really happy with the way I'm pro. Like, I'm not good. Like, if you saw me, you'd see like 3 shit waves and then 1 good wave. So I'm trying to improve that to like 3 good waves and 1 shit wave, but we'll see how we go. But on the third day, I went to like the north end of Caffo, which is near the cemetery. It's called Graveyards. And I was getting the shoreys, and yeah, the middle of the board fucking took a crack at one side. Pretty fucking structural as well, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, should I? I don't want to buy like a fiberglass repair kit, because the fiberglass repair kit probably costs more than the fucking board. You know, like, I could fiberglass over the whole fucking top of it, but that's going to make it heavier. It may not fucking flatten out, and I have to sand it. I got to take all the wax off it. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I may just ride it till it dies and then get a new one. But yeah, so it wasn't... But it's good. Like, I've been really enjoying the surfing. Yeah, and the barrels has been good. Like, I'm enjoying the shit days. I used to only really enjoy good days, but I'm, like, finding much more joy in, like, any day. Basically, just getting in the water and getting out there and doing it. So that's, like, always a good thing. Yeah, what else? Think. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the old surfing. I mean, like, yeah, I haven't really had many waves that go for very long. So, like, there's certain spots in Newcastle that do that. Like, Newcastle Main Beach is pretty good for a long ride. Nobby's can be pretty good for a long ride. Merriweather. But, like, where I live, down south, like, Frenchies is sometimes good for a good long ride, but lately it's just been fucking not... The bank has been too far out and then it's got too deep and the wave just kind of dies. So it's basically like a 2-second ride. So, yeah, I don't know. That's not really good. It's not really been good down my way. Sometimes Redhead has a decent fucking ride, but again, same sort of thing. It gets deep in a certain point and if the waves aren't breaking right, you fucking miss out on it. But, yeah... So I'm looking to try and, like, get into, like, carves and cutbacks and fucking all that sort of shit, but I just haven't had the waves for it. I got a couple of little airs, which is not too bad. Like, I've never done that shit before, but, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how we go. Yeah, so anyway, what else have I been doing this week? Went to work. I got to work late one day, and they fucking tore me a new arsehole. Been there for fucking 3 weeks, and like on the last day of my third week, I got there a minute late and they fucking ripped me a new one. So, you know, learn your lesson pretty quick, don't get there fucking late. That's a good one. But yeah, like, work's pretty basic. You know, working on pumps and lights and generators, getting paid. Forgot to hand me fucking timesheet in, but hopefully I can get it to Ellie to. Oh, I shouldn't have said her name. There's many Ellie's in recruiting, though, so it should be fine. So hopefully I'll get it to her tomorrow and I'll still get fucking paid. And yeah, I think that's probably all. The working week was not that eventful. I mean, like, I saw a blast. I didn't see it, but I felt it, like, the whole ground fucking shook. Because the way they get coal out of the ground is they kind of... Oh, fucking hell, that cunt was going at fucking nearly 180 k's an hour, I think. Jesus Christ, he was flying. Ah. Yeah, but anyway, the way that they get coal out of the ground is they'll find a seam, and then they'll just start taking layers off the top. And then when they get to the point where, like, you know, we're getting pretty deep now, we've got a lot of dirt to move, they start on what they would call a face, a coal face, and they just kind of move across. So they take the dirt out of the ground and they put it behind them and make a hill, and then they just kind of move along and keep adding to the hill and keep adding to the hill and just following themselves along. And then once they do that seam, they'll start again at the other end, and they'll just demolish that hill, go deeper to the next seam, and just keep fucking going. But if there's like a rock bed or like a rocky surface, they get these directional drills out and they drill directly into the fucking ground, and then they fill it full of ammonium nitrate and blow the fucking thing sky high. So every, probably every second day, there's a blast, and it'll just say, you know, and they're usually at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock, basically, in the afternoon. And it's like, oh, you know, we're going to blast here. You know, if you're around, they have, like, spotters and people so you can't go into the blast area. And, you know, there's certain coal faces that fucking might collapse, so you got to be wary of that shit. But, yeah, you eventually, like, end up just being in a spot where there's a blast and you have to wait for it. And then you fucking feel the thing, like, it fucking shudders. And you get some... One of them, I heard the pop, it goes... Because they let them off sequentially so you don't cause, like, tremors in the earth and crack the seams and the dirt and the high wall and all that sort of shit. So they let it off sequentially and the whole thing just goes... And then the ground just goes in a shudder. Then, like, shit shakes around you. And it's fucking hectic. It's really fucking hectic. I'd love to see one. That's my next goal at work, is to see a blast. I want to get my pit license, but also I want to see a blast. So, yeah, I'm pretty, hopefully I see one this week. But people aren't exactly, like, the keenest to just plop me up on a lookout to look for a blast. You got to kind of be in the right spot to check it out. So, yeah, it may not happen, but hopefully one day it does. I think when I'm on my own, I might just take Smoko out in the pit and just sit and wait for the blast to happen, I think. That's probably what I'll do. But, yeah, so hopefully that happens soon. But yeah, that's pretty much all I did. Yesterday I watched this fucking movie called Hereditary, and that thing fucking scared me shitless. It was a fucking crazy movie. Jesus Christ. I was like, I don't usually get scared by movies, but this thing was just fucked. I was like, Jesus. Like, I wasn't like, how do I describe that? Like, I wasn't, like, scared or fearful. I had to turn it off and shit. But I was just like, this is just gonna be fucked. Like, you know when you're, like, watching a movie and you're like, okay, this is gonna be fucking dog shit. And then, you know, you get to the bit at the end and you're like, fuck, this is dog shit. Like, and I'm still gonna watch it and it's gonna be fucking horrible. And, yeah, so anyway, I'll give you the rundown. So, spoiler alert, if you want to watch the scariest fucking movie I've ever seen, watch Hereditary. Maybe just give yourself 5 minutes of the podcast, skip ahead a bit. But I want to go through the whole fucking thing now, because it is fucking insane. So, anyway, it's about this family. Toni Collette's the woman, the main character. And her old chook fucking kicks it. She takes that long dirt nap. So then she's left with her two kids and her husband. And now there's some weird shit going on, because the sun's a bit dark, but neither of them are dark. So I'm like, is this like some thing where they're trying to put dark guys in character? Or is this like from a previous relationship? They didn't really address it. I don't know if that was an oversight or not. But in any case, so they got the four kids. So anyway, you know, they're in the house. The grandmother ended up living with them in the house at the end, and she got dementia, and then she went to a home and all this sort of shit. But... anyway, they're just doing their normal thing. Like, the kids go to school. The daughter looks like a weird cunt and fucking acts like a weird cunt. She's cutting the heads off birds and all this sort of shit. And I'm like, fucking hell, you know, this is getting pretty hectic. So anyway, they're a bit dysfunctional, but, you know, everything's pretty all good. So then one night, the kid, the older boy, is like, oh, we're going to go to a party. And can I borrow the car? And then the mum's like, nah, take your fucking younger sister with you. Well, you can't have the car, you loose unit. And he's like, okay, right, eh? So I think he's supposed to be in high school. So in America, you can't drink until you're 21. So you have to well be into, like, university. So in any case, He fucking goes over there. He's trying to get laid. He's trying to, like, pull some cones, you know. So he pulls out the weed to try and impress this chick. And she's like, yeah, I fucking smoke. So he's like, hey, little sister, who's, like, 9, go grab some fucking cake. I'm going to go head upstairs and try and get me dick sucked by this hottie and pull some cones. So off he goes. The daughter goes over and eats some cake. Fucking Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, Joseph's your cousin. The daughter's got a fucking nut allergy and they put walnuts in the fucking cake, so her throat's closing up. So he's like, fuck it, you know, let's get out of here. So he throws her in the car, he heads off to the hospital. She can't breathe, so she winds the window down, puts her head out the window. Then he sees a wild dog, fucking swerves to misses, and her head fucking comes off on a telegraph pole. Fucking clean off. Just fucking clean off. I was like, fuck. That was hectic. Like, that was so crazy. And she's, you know, she's a weird-looking kid. She's a really ugly, weird kid. So, like, she looks like a demon, basically. So it was so crazy when her head comes off and she's lying on the ground. I was like, here we go. So she takes that dirt nap. And, you know, the mother fucking gets hysterical. So then everything just fucking hits the wall. You know, she's fucking mortified. She can't handle it. She's fucking, you know, losing her shit. Her and the son are arguing. Apparently she's sleepwalking and trying to burn people alive and all this sort of fucking bullshit. So anyway, she goes to these fucking meetings. And she goes to the meeting. She's about to leave. And then this old fucking duck comes out. And the old duck's like, hey. You know, I lost my son and my grandson. Come around my place and, you know, I'll talk to you and we'll help each other out. So, you know, they hang around, they get a little pally-wally. And then this old duck's, like, at the art supply store, just, you know, randomly. So then she's like, oh, hey, old duck, how you been? And the old duck's like, oh, yeah, you know, I've been all right. And, but I got to tell you this shit, right? I had this seance guy come around and I just fucking, you know, conjured up my dead grandson and, you know, it's fucking sick. So then, you know, old Tony Collette's like, oh, fuck off, you know, I'm not about that life. And she's like, no, bruh, come over and get it done. So, you know, the power of the peer pressure. She heads over to her apartment, fucking bang, 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 gets some glasses moving by himself. And then, you know, Tony's fucking sold. So she reads out this incantation, fucking, you know, gets the glass out, brings the whole family down, and then they bring back the fucking daughter. So then the daughter's, like, writing shit on pages and, you know, moving fucking crayons and all this sort of shit. But then they kind of realise that something's not right, like, something's going wrong, and she kind of, like, possesses the mother and all this sort of shit. So then they, you know, the thing goes on. Oh, fuck, this cunt's coming real fast up my ass. I better get out of the way. So anyway, so they get on a little bit further. And then they work out that fucking the daughter wants to kill the son now. And so, you know, the mum freaks out and she's trying to work out how to fucking stop it. And apparently the daughter is like this demon now, this like, I can't remember what they called it, but it was like an Assyrian or like Arcadian demon that they summoned. So now the daughter is like taking on this demon persona and she draws in this book all this shit about killing the son. But then they can't fucking get rid of the book because like it lights them on fire every time they try and burn it. So anyways, you know, shit comes happen. The son keeps getting fucking possessed and doing weird shit. So then they all get fucking hysterical. And then the mum ends up finding the grandmother fucking, you know, up in the attic, the body with the head cut up, just fucking lying there. So then she's fucking freaking out. So then they go to throw the book in the fire, you know. And she's like, look, she says to the husband, hey, you need to throw this book in the fire. I'm going to die. But, like, this is what we've got to do to save our son. And then he's like, yeah, nah, bro, I ain't doing that. You're fucking nuts. So then he gives the book back to her and she throws in the fire and then he fucking burns to death. And you're like, fuck, you know, like that's what you expect. Like, if you watch the scene, you know that he's going to fucking cark it. So anyway, the mum gets possessed. The son wakes up from a fucking sleep and then the mum's trying to fucking kill him. Then he ends up in the fucking, in the attic. the grandmother's fucking gone, but then his picture's there around, like, some candles. You know candles are fucking, you know, shit's about to go down. And then old mama bear's just, like, floating up in the air, and then she, like, tears her own head off with, like, a bit of string or a saw or some shit. And then the son gets possessed, and then they have, like, this fucking demon seance, and then the daughter becomes the fucking son, who now becomes this demon child, and they all worship this cunt. And I was like, fuck it, oh, this was hectic. So yeah, it was fucking crazy, bruh. And like the music was so good, like the way they scored it was just great. And I was like, oh god, it was so fucked. Like, yeah, like I actually dreamt about it last night, but it wasn't like a nightmare in the sense that like bad shit was happening. Like, I dreamt that all the shit that happened in the movie happened, but then it was just good shit. Like, yeah, so I don't know, like, I don't think I was, like, you know, mortified, scared or whatever, but it was, yeah, it wasn't a bad movie. Like, I kind of picked the plot, but, like, I do that with 90% of movies, or 95% of movies, so, you know, like, it's not unusual for me. And if you're into horror, like, it's probably not that bad, but I was fucking scared shitless. Like, fuck this movie. This is fucked. So, yeah. That was a pretty rough movie, but, yeah, so that's, I guess, what else have I been fucking doing? Like, I've been playing guitar pretty hectically at the moment, actually. I got back into, like, don't you move over, you truck. If you fucking squash me, I'll be fucking devastated. Yeah, I got back into playing, like, guitar pretty heavy, and, yeah, I've been learning, like, some few songs and trying to master some and all this sort of stuff. And I got really back into listening to, like, Alice in Chains and Metallica and fucking, what's that other band? Just shit like that, like, the stuff I used to listen to when I was 16, 15 years old. So yeah, it's been cool because like they're the songs that you start off with learning. Like if you don't want to learn fucking Brown Eyed Girl and fucking Smoke on the Water and all that bullshit, you learn like Metallica and shit like that, like Arctic Monkeys, fucking yeah, that sort of shit. Because like they teach you the stuff that you need to learn, like strumming patterns and muting and fucking bends and hammer-ons and slides and fucking all that sort of shit. But also like they're fun to play and it's like music that you actually like. I play One and Master of Puppets and Enter Sandman and all that sort of shit, Down in a Hole. So yeah, it's been good. Like I've been really enjoying it. I just do it because I like doing it. So it's, yeah, it doesn't, like, everything doesn't feel as compulsive as it used to feel. Like, I felt like I had to do all this shit because of, like, a compulsion to, like, learn and just to be good at everything. But now I just do it because I enjoy it. So, yeah, it's definitely a change up in my attitude towards shit. But, yeah, it's been really good. Like, surfing's been good. Fuck it. Like, everything's not going too bad in old Jakey Boy's world at the moment. Yeah, I went and saw the bank today because I'm thinking about getting a house because obviously shit went pear-shaped with the old chook as it always fucking does. She was so cool about everything for like 3 weeks and then she was, you know, and she put the heavy hitters on me. She, she was like, oh, I think you should come to church now. And I was like, ah, shit, think I got to move out now. So that's like sad, you know. Yeah, it's not the best. Like, obviously, I wish that, you know, she could respect the old fucking boundaries and all that sort of shit. But she can't. So, yeah, I got to find a fucking place and what I'm going to do. And I don't really want to rent two fucking houses. But after talking with a chick today, I think I'll probably have to wait 3 months before I can get a loan because I am what you would call casually employed. My contract is well, they're going to put me on like a max term contract, which is you get all the benefits of being full time, but you can get fucked off whenever you want. Because the issue, most places don't want to pay redundancy, and redundancy is compulsory for all full-time employees in Australia. So if you need to be sacked with no cause, you'll just get made redundant. And then you get paid out. I can't remember what redundancy is. I think it depends on what EBA you're on, or you know, your workplace agreement. But yeah, so everyone kind of gets redundancy. So what they do is they get these contracts where you get everything that you would get as a full-time employee, but you don't get redundancy if you get sacked. So that's kind of shit. But everyone still goes to the mines because the fucking money's there. So that's why they can kind of do it, you know. If you pay enough, you can get anyone to fucking do anything. So, yeah, because I'm on one of those. It's still classed as casual employment. So I can't actually fucking get a loan for 3 months. Like, I have a really huge deposit. Like, for the amount I want to borrow, I've got like a 50% deposit. Honestly, I don't want to borrow that much, but like, yeah, like the amount that I'm looking to, like the my ballpark figure of what I would like to buy is around that. Like, you know, like I'd like to buy a house, like honestly, for under 300,000, but I don't think I'm going to get away with much for under 400,000, which is kind of sad. But the way I was thinking about it was I'd buy the house, like it's going to be a shithole. They're always fucking are in that price range. But I would kind of do the house up like super duper fucking, you know, cheap, like just paint, fix the floor coverings, any problems with the house, all that sort of shit. And then I'd build, like, because in Australia you can build a granny flat, they call it, but like a studio apartment, basically, like a... Okay, either, I think you can go up to 2 rooms, I think, but I'd have to talk to like a builder or something like that. And I think they're pretty cheap, like they're around $80,000 or $70,000. I think you can get them for as low as $40,000, depending on plumbing and fucking all that sort of shit. So, yeah, I would want to then put one of those out the back with like a shed, like a big, just a, like a collarbone shed. But like a big one, like maybe a 2-car or a 3-car or something decent like that. And yeah, then I would just live in the granny flat with the shed, and then I'd fence it off so that it's just, it looks like it's a completely, you know, different driveway, different fucking land. Like, it's not like I'm in their backyard, like they never have anything to do with me. I'd fence it off. And then I would rent the house out, basically. So I'd have rental income, and then I'd just have a place to be, and then I could keep shit there so my dad wouldn't sell it while I'm fucking overseas. So yeah, that's kind of the plan at the moment. Or like a place that I could split into would be doable. Like, not ideal, because I don't really like I'm pretty loud. Like, I play drums and fucking bass and guitar and, you know, all sorts of shit. And I don't want to hear anyone else's shit. And I don't want them to hear my shit. So, yeah, we'll see how we go. But, yeah, that's something. Because I'm not going to buy a house that I can't do any investment with. Unless it's a fucking great deal. Like, if it's a fucking cracker, then I'll definitely do it. So I should never say can't, you know what I mean? Can't is a word you should never say. Need and can't are two words. Because you don't need to do anything. Everything's a choice. And you don't... Yeah, and you can't... You know, that's fucking stupid as well, because you can kind of do it. Like, I couldn't be a 6-foot black dude, obviously. Like, I'm white as fuck, and I am 6 foot. 7 foot black dude. I couldn't be a 7 foot black dude because I'm a 6 foot white dude. So that's, you know, kind of hard to work around. But, like, there's most shit you can do. Like, if you want to write a book, fucking write the thing. If you can't read or write, learn to fucking do it, you know what I mean? Like, can't surf, learn to surf. Like, yeah, you can basically do anything. Learn to speak a language, learn to fucking get fit, learn to go to the fucking moon. Like, anyone can do. The only thing that kind of is difficult is if someone else is in charge of it. Like, going to the moon would be hard for me at the moment because, one, never finished school, and I'd probably have to go back to school to start with. Then by the time I finished university, I'd probably be too old, and I'm too fucking tall. like, you have to be under 5'10 to be an astronaut, and I'm fucking, you know, 6 foot. So it's hard. Like, I could not be an astronaut. It is not possible. But that's not like I can't be an astronaut, you know. Like, I could be an astronaut if they changed all of this shit, but they aren't going to change it. So that's just how it goes. But, like, I could be if, you know, it's like other people's rules. Like, it's very unlikely that I'm going to be the Prime Minister of Australia, but I could fucking do it if I wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, again, you got to be voted in, but you could definitely make a run for it and, you know, do everything that you could do to get in that position. So, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to be like, you know, fucking can't do this or can't do that. Like, anyone can kind of do anything that they want within reason, I guess, is probably what I'm saying. But yeah, so that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like, getting a house, because I hate renting. Renting's shit. I'm just, like, I'm wasting $400 a month, $440 a month at the moment, that someone else is paying their fucking house off with, and I'm, you know, but it suits me at the moment, and honestly, even if I do get a house, I'm probably still going to rent the fucking place out, I'm not going to lie, because it's close to work. And yeah, I don't see myself quitting this job for at least a year. And you know, if all goes well, I may even be up to 3 years. So yeah, it depends. Like, the guys at work reckon about 2 to 3 years is the turnaround, and most people honestly are usually spot on the money. Like, most places I've been at, that's when you get the shits, is the turnaround usually. Like, for Dormer, it was about, before I was there, the turnaround was about 6 months. 6 months to a year was the turnaround at Dormer. And that was because the wages were pretty shit at that time. And the work is shit. But, you know, when I started, the wages went up and the conditions went up and everything was a bit better. So it ended up being about 3 years at Dormer. And I did about 4, but I was definitely ready to leave at the 3 mark. I just had to finish my apprenticeship. So, yeah, they're usually pretty spot on the money with how accurate the turnaround is and how quickly I'm going to want to fuck off. So, you know, 2-3 years maybe. But I like my holidays, so I'm still going to take holidays and shit like that. And I get 4 days off and shit like that. So, yeah, it's not, yeah, like, I don't, we'll see how we go. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm definitely not going, oh, there's two fucking vans, they're talking to each other in the fucking road, and I want to get in. Yeah, off you go. That's actually not a bad van, it's a gunmetal grey van. I thought, oh, no, it's a Renault, I thought it was a fucking Hiace. It's a fucking Renault, forget about that. I fuck that one up. But yeah, so, we've got a fucking reverse park on us. Yeah, so that was, so that's basically the plan. I'm still open to retire by 50. But I was talking to the bank manager today anyway, so they were like, you can probably borrow $560,000. So the banks have definitely tightened up in Australia at this point. You can't just, like, it used to be fucking open slather. It was a real fucking cheese platter when my second loan. Like, they were going to offer me $690,000 earning $1,000 a week. Like, that's a lot. And now I can only get $560 and earn $1,400 a week. So that's, you know, that's pretty fucking different. So, yeah. But, so I've got to wait 3 months, I think. And so I'm not sure what I'm going to do because I've only been at the job for 3 weeks. So I'm at the month mark. I've still got 2 months. I don't know if I can handle 2 months with a fucking old chook. So I might have to speak to the guy I'm living with and just be like, look, I gotta get a loan and buy a house, but, like, I can't live with the old chook. Is it cool if I stay on the weekends until, you know, or something like that? But then I gotta drive an hour and a half to get to the beach and fucking everything's. I think some cunt just waved at me on a bike with no fucking teeth. Some fucking crackhead. Because I had my hands above my head. That was fucking weird. That really killed the old momentum. But anyway, so yeah, that was interesting. So hopefully that all comes through. I've got a meeting with him next Friday, but also, like, you know, I might be working that day, so it might not happen. It could take a while. But anyway, I also went and got glasses today. which I found is a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be. And also, it was just a weird experience all up. I got my eyes tested, and like my eyes are fine as far as like magnification. Like I have perfect eyes, but my eyes aren't fucking round. I've got like oval eyes inside of my fucking skull, and I can't focus because of the way that my eyes are shaped. Like my whole vision is wider than everyone else's. So I don't know if that means that I've got like better fucking, you know, peripheral vision. I would have to definitely check that with like a normal person. But yeah, apparently I have oval eyes and my eyes spread out more. So they're going to get these glasses. They don't have any magnification. They literally just make my vision come in, like shorten my vision, like the width. They just compress everything so that it just becomes like a bit shorter. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I got these like Superman fucking glasses, like some alter ego shit. And then they're just going to put like some sunglass fucking frames in them. And yeah, that'll be sick. So hopefully that happens fairly soon. Which I'm supposed to pick them up on the same day I'm supposed to have the fucking the meeting for the bank. So if I do actually end up working that day, I don't fucking do anything that I'm supposed to do. But yeah, we'll see how we go. So in any case, you probably hear that the road noise is fucking stopped. That's because I'm at Woolies. I'm going to fucking get some food before it closes. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening. You know, we ended up having a good chat. I thought it was going to be nothing, but it ended up being something. I hope you like my movie review. Maybe I could fucking do more. We'll see how we go. But yeah, so if you want to contact me, generousgodjake@gmail.com, then Trash Talk with Jake podcast on the gram. And yeah, so thank you for listening, everyone. And yeah, I'll see you all next week if I'm not a fucking idiot and forget to do this. Bye-bye.